Greetings, brothers and sisters of the House of Israel. This is part one of Sickness versus Health. You can follow along with the article by going to thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Sickness versus Health is found in the Word Studies menu. May this study strengthen the unfirm in belief and heal the infirm in body. May this message edify the household of Jacob Yisrael, the family of Yahweh, born from above into the flesh and blood race of Adam. May our people know and understand the true and healing words of the Father and find healing and restoration for the mind, body, and spirit so we may be preserved during this mortal trial called life. Sickness versus health. When we get sick or have troubles and calamity, it is time to examine ourselves. Yahweh promises us health, protection, strength, and blessings when we obey and walk in His ways. The Hebrew uses over 20 different words having to do with health and sickness, calamity and affliction. This study will show that there is a direct connection between health and obedience, and sickness and disobedience. Is every sickness and calamity because of sin? No. But most of the time, it is. This study will demonstrate that. It's Yahweh's way of warning us when we are straying, missing the mark of duty, or sinning in ignorance. Let's examine all the examples, and there are a bunch. This will be a lengthy study, and by the end, you should be able to see the connection and be equipped with the knowledge to make the necessary adjustments which bring restoration, health, and blessings. Genesis 12:14. And it came to pass that when Abram was come into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman, Sarai, that she was very fair. The princes also of Pharaoh saw her, and praised her before Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And he entreated Abram well for her sake. And he had sheep and oxen, and he asses, and men servants and maid servants, and she asses and camels. Jasher 15:16. And the woman was then brought to Pharaoh's house, and Abram grieved on account of his wife, and he prayed to Yahweh to deliver her from the hands of Pharaoh. And Sarai also prayed at that time and said, O Yahweh Elohim, you did tell my lord Abram to go from his land and from his father's house to the land of Canaan, and you did promise to do well with him if he would perform your commands. Now behold, we have done that which you did command us, and we left our land and our families, and we went to a strange land and to a people whom we have not known before. And we came to this land to avoid the famine, and this evil accident has befallen me. Now, therefore, O Yahweh Elohim, deliver us and save us from the hand of this oppressor, and do well with me for the sake of your mercy. And Yahweh hearkened to the voice of Sarai, and Yahweh sent a messenger to deliver Sarai from the power of Pharaoh. Genesis 12:17. And Yahweh plagued, or afflicted, Pharaoh and his house with great plagues, or great afflictions, because of Sarai, Abram's wife. It was against the law of the land to take another's wife. These afflictions on Pharaoh show that Abram was already under the protection of Yahweh. Jasher 15:24. And when the king came near to Sarai, the messenger smote him to the ground, and acted thus to him the whole night, and the king was terrified. And the messenger on that night smote heavily all the servants of the king and his whole household on account of Sarai. And there was a great lamentation that night amongst the people of Pharaoh's house. And Pharaoh, seeing the evil that befell him, said, Surely on account of this woman has this thing happened to me. And he removed himself at some distance from her, and spoke pleasing words to her. And the king said to Sarai, Tell me, I pray you, concerning the man with whom you came here. And Sarai said, This man is my husband. And I said to you that he was my brother, for I was afraid, lest you should put him to death through wickedness. And the king kept away from Sarai, and the plagues of the messenger of Yahweh ceased from him and his household. And Pharaoh knew that he was smitten on account of Sarai, and the king was greatly astonished at this. Plagued is H5060, naga, a verb which means to touch, to be stricken, to strike as in punish, defeat, or destroy. Plagues is H5061, nega, a noun which means a stroke, plague, disease, mark, wound, a blow, infliction. The Hebrew reads, And Yahweh is touching Pharaoh and his household with great contagions. Yahweh will cause afflictions to those who do not do well to his people who love him and keep his commandments. Genesis 20:1. And Abraham journeyed from the plain of Mamre toward the south country, and dwelled between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar, the land of the Philistines. The south country, Negeb, was the region that Judah would later inherit. Abimelech was king of Gerar and had Sarah taken. Yahweh sent a messenger in a dream to warn him that she was a married woman. The messenger smote the inhabitants of the land. There was great confusion, and every womb was closed. Abimelech, who was an Adamite, was an honorable man and heeded the words of Yahweh's messenger. He restored Sarah to Abraham, gave him some land, silver, servants, and livestock. Jasher 20:27. And Abraham and Sarah his wife went forth from the king's presence with honor and respect, and they dwelt in the land, even in Gerar. And all the inhabitants of the land of the Philistines and the king's servants were still in pain through the plague which the messenger had inflicted upon them the whole night on account of Sarah. And Abimelech sent for Abraham, saying, Pray now for your servants to Yahweh your Elohim, that he may put away this mortality from among us. Back to Genesis, verse 17. So Abraham prayed unto Elohim, and Elohim healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. Healed is H-7495, Rapha, a verb, and means to heal, make healthful, mend, cure, make whole. Abimelech did the right thing, and his inflictions were withdrawn. Jacob blesses each of his 12 sons in chapter 49. Dan was chief in wanting to slay Joseph because of Jacob's love for him. Dan learned from his errors, and in his testament, he teaches his children to keep from the spirit of lying and anger, that in wrath and lying, which assist one another, the heart and the soul is disturbed, and Yahweh departs from them, and Belial rules over the heart and soul. Dan was the scouting tribe. He is also said to be a judge. He prophesies of the days when his children after him shall depart from Yahweh and follow Satan, that they will be led captive, receive the plagues of Egypt and the evils of the nations. But when they return to Yahweh, they will obtain mercy. He also foretells that from the tribe of Judah and Levi shall arise the salvation of Yahweh. Genesis 49:18. I have waited for your salvation, or I have waited for your health, or deliverance, O Yahweh. Salvation is H-3444, Yeshua, a noun, and means something saved, deliverance, aid, victory, prosperity, health, help, welfare, preservation. Yeshua is our saving health and deliverer during this mortal test called life. Being saved, as the churches teach, has nothing to do with any of the Hebrew or Greek words for saved. Declaring you're saved is not taught in Scripture. That is a church fable and damning doctrine. The churches would rather believe the generalized English words of the King James Perversion than the true and original words and meanings of Scripture. Every instance in which the words for saved in Scripture are talking about mortal preservation in this life. This life is a test, and when we follow the way and trust in Yeshua, we are preserved and delivered from calamity and sicknesses. Being saved is simply being preserved. Yeshua only spoke of salvation two times, Luke 19:9 and John 4:22. He did not preach personal salvation. His message was about the kingdom and national salvation. It's important to focus on passing this mortal test through walking in his ways. And if you make the grade, then you will be truly saved, but not until the end. It's up to Yahweh, not your silly declaration. Chapter 15 is the Song of Moses. Exodus 15:2. Yahweh is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation, or, and he has become my deliverance, or my saving health. He is my Elohim, and I will prepare him a habitation, my father's Elohim, and I will exalt him. The Septuagint reads, he was to me a helper and protector for salvation. The word for salvation comes from the Hebrew word, Yeshua, which is the name of our Savior, our Deliverer, our Health. Yahweh is referred to as our Healer, Exodus 15:26. And Moshe said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, and will do that which is right in His sight, and will give ear to His commandments, and keep all His statutes, I will put none of these diseases, or illnesses, upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am Yahweh that heals you. Hearken, listen, do right, and obey, and He will heal you. Diseases is H4245, Makelah, Makelah, a noun which is an infirmity or an illness. Healeth is H7495, Rapha, a verb which means to cause to heal. Chapter 23 is the laws of personal actions and of the Shabbat. It's all about brotherly love, which is the second great commandment, and keeping the Sabbath day, and the land Sabbaths, and the appointed feasts, all of which are still in effect and expected to be followed if you are an Israelite. Exodus 23:22. But if you shall indeed obey His voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto your enemies, and an adversary unto your adversaries. And you shall serve Yahweh your Elohim, and He shall bless your bread and your water. And I will take sickness, or, and I will withdraw illness away from the midst of you. In Genesis, we see that Yahweh afflicted the Egyptians and Abimelech's people on account of righteous Abraham and Sarah, and that Yahweh hearkened to Abraham's prayers to Yahweh to remove those afflictions once they restored Sarah to Abraham. We see that our ancestors knew who their Savior was and expected His deliverance. In Exodus, we see that our ancestors knew who protects, preserves, and delivers them. The very Hebrew word and definition of salvation being the name of Yeshua. We see that Yahweh promises us health and healing if we do that which is right in His sight, which does not come by just believing and declaring you're saved. It requires obeying His commands, observing the Sabbaths and feast days, and showing brotherly love. Leviticus chapters 13 and 14 use H5061 Negah 61 times and is a reference to plagues of leprosy and of other skin disorders. Some of the uses are referring to mold and mildew. The King James Perversion generalizes the use of H5061, Negah, to refer to leprosy, when most of the time it's only referring to skin disorders, mold, and mildew. Chapter 14 also talks about the priests making a trespass offering, dipping of blood on the tip of the right ear, thumb, and big toe, and pouring oil on the head of the one being cleansed, and making an atonement for the one being cleansed. The priesthood was the doctor back then. They were chosen by Yahweh. Today's doctors are licensed to kill. Most of them mean well and want to help heal, but they have been trained to follow protocol, which is to inject, prescribe, cut and operate, bill, and repeat. Most MDs have little or no education or training in natural health options. And this is by design because the colleges and the medical industry are run by Jews. It's a business. The United States healthcare industry spends $2.9 trillion in national healthcare expenditures a year. Chapter 24 has some rules about killing a man or a beast, or causing a blemish in a neighbor, physically or morally. Leviticus 24:20. Breach for breach, or bruise for bruise, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. As he has caused a blemish in a man, so shall it be done to him. Breach is H-7667, Sheber, meaning affliction, breaking, bruise, destruction, hurt, vexation. Matthew 5:38, you have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that you resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. Evil, in verse 39, is G4190, poneros, which means hardships, annoyances, pain, trouble, calamities, guilt. If you are causing hardships, pain, or calamity for your kinsmen, it shall be done to you. Numbers 12:1. And Miriam and Aharon spake against Moshe because of the Ethiopian, or Cushith, woman whom he had married, for he was married to a Cushith woman. Exodus 2:21. And Moshe was content to dwell with Reuel, and he gave Moshe Zipporah his daughter. Ethiopia is the word for Cush, a son of Ham. There were two places called Cush, one in Africa and one in Arabia. The original Ethiopians and Arabians and Egyptians were white. Only later on, around 600 BC, is when the bloodlines became mixed, hence the definition of the word Arab, which means to grow dark. Ethiopian means sunburnt face. Moses did not marry a black woman, as the churches teach. That would be against Yahweh's laws of race mixing and order of kind after kind. He married a racial kinswoman living in Cush. Verse 2. And Miriam and Aharon said, has Yahweh indeed spoken only by Moshe? Has he not spoken also by us? And Yahweh heard it. Yahweh's anger was kindled, and Miriam became leprous. Verse 11. And Aharon said unto Moshe, alas, my master, I beseech you, lay not the sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. Verse 13. And Moshe cried unto Yahweh, saying, heal her now, O El, I beseech you. And Yahweh said unto Moshe, if her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that let her be received in. The words of Miriam against Moshe kindled the anger of Yahweh, and he afflicted her physically because of it. Sin and affliction go hand in hand. When Joshua, Caleb, and the other men returned with their report of the promised land, The other men gave a bad report and did not believe that Yahweh would give them the land, because of the Canaanites living in it were wicked, cursed tribes and giants. They caused the people to murmur against Moshe and Yahweh. Numbers 14:35. I, Yahweh, have said, I will surely do it unto all this evil congregation that are gathered together against me. In this wilderness they shall be consumed, and there they shall die. And the men which Moshe sent to search the land, who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up a slander upon the land, even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land died by the plague, or the stroke, or blow, or divine judgment before Yahweh. 1 Corinthians 10:10. Neither murmur you, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Plague here is H-40-46, magepha, which is a blow, a slaughter, pestilence, a strike or blow, divine judgment. If you don't believe Yahweh when he says he will do something, then you will receive the stroke of divine judgment. Chapter 16 is about the rebellion of Korah. Korah and his men challenged Yahweh's choice of Aharon and his sons for the priesthood. Numbers 16:45. Get you up from among this congregation, that I may consume them as in a moment. And they fell upon their faces. And Moshe said unto Aharon, Take a censer, and put fire therein from off the altar, and put on incense, and go quickly unto the congregation, and make a propitiation for them. For there is wrath gone out from Yahweh. The plague, or the infliction, is begun. And Aharon took as Moshe commanded, and ran into the midst of the congregation, and behold, the plague, or the infliction, was begun among the people. And he put on incense, and made a propitiation for the people. And he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague, or the stroke, or blow, or divine judgment, was stayed. Now they that died in the plague, or they that died in the stroke, or the blow, or divine judgment, were 14,700, beside them that died about the matter of Korah. And Aharon returned unto Moshe, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting. And the plague, or, and the stroke, or blow, of divine judgment was stayed. Plague in verses 46 and 47 is H-50-63, Negef, and means an infliction, a striking blow. Plague in verses 48 through 50 is H-40-46, Magepha, the stroke of divine judgment. Sin brings divine judgment. Numbers 25:7. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aharon the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation, and took a javelin in his hand. And he went after the man of Israel into the tent, and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her belly. So the plague, or so divine judgment, was stayed from the children of Israel. And those that died in the plague, or those that died in the divine judgment, were 24,000. Illicit pagan fornication and race mixing is an abomination to Yahweh and will be divinely judged with destruction. Numbers 31:15. And Moshe said unto them, Have you saved all the women alive? Behold, these caused the children of Israel, through the counsel of Balaam, to commit trespass against Yahweh in the matter of Peor. And there was a plague, and there was divine judgment among the congregation of Yahweh. Now therefore kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman that has known man by lying with him. But all the women children that have not known a man by lying with him keep alive for yourselves. These were Adamic females that became pagan. The young virgins were spared. In Numbers, we see the blows of divine judgment on the Israelites that challenged Yahweh's instructions, and also on those who joined or even agreed with the wicked Israelites in their abominations. If you hang out with the unrighteous, you will be divinely destroyed with the unrighteous. Just imagine how many so-called Christians are going to be destroyed for joining with Jewish Jesus and the Council of Denominational Religion. Billy Graham Franks, the Jew, led millions, if not billions, into the ditch of divine destruction. Will you follow churchianity or learn life-preserving true Christianity? Deuteronomy 7:9. Know therefore that Yahweh, your Elohim, He is Elohim, the trustworthy Elohim, which keeps covenant and loving commitment with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations, and repays them that hate Him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hates him. He will repay him to his face. You shall therefore keep the commandments and statutes and the judgments which I command you this day to do them. Wherefore, it shall come to pass, if you hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that Yahweh your Elohim shall keep unto you the covenant and loving commitment which he sware unto your fathers. And he will love you, and bless you, and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb, and the fruit of your land, your grain, and your wine, and your oil, the increase of your kine, and the flocks of your sheep, in the land which he sware unto your fathers to give you. You shall be blessed above all people. There shall not be male or female barren among you, or among your cattle. And Yahweh will take away from you all sickness, or all illnesses, or infirmities, and will put none of the evil diseases, or none of the evil languishings of Egypt, which you know, upon you, but will lay them upon all them that hate you. The Hebrew has languishings, where the King James has diseases. H 4064, Madve, is sickness and disease. Evil is H 7451, Ra-Ra-Ah, which is affliction, unpleasant pain, misery, calamity, adversity. Hence, languishings from infirmities caused by Yahweh towards those who do not follow his commands. Deuteronomy 24:8. Take heed in the plague of leprosy, take heed in the contagion of the blemish of skin disease, that you observe diligently and do according to all that the priests, the Levites, shall teach you, as I commanded them, so you shall observe to do. If the one with the blemish of skin disease does not follow the priest's instructions, then the contagion will remain and worsen, It's all about following instructions. Deuteronomy is all about the repeating of the laws and commandments and instructions of Yahweh. Chapter 28 is about the blessings of obedience and the curses of disobedience. These were not done away with at the cross. The blessings and curses of Yahweh are obviously still operating today. Deuteronomy 28:15. But it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Yahweh will smite you with the botch of Egypt, and with the emerods, or tumors and hemorrhoids, and with the scab, and with the itch, whereof you cannot be healed. Verses 16 through 44 are a whole list of bad things that will come upon you when you do not follow and practice Christ's example, such as sicknesses, pestilence, fever, inflammation, mildew, being smitten before your enemies, scabs, itching, unfaithful spouses, property stolen, and worse. Verse 35. Yahweh shall smite you in the knees and in the legs with a sore botch that cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot unto the top of your head. Verse 45. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you, and shall pursue you, and overtake you, till you be destroyed, because you hearkened not unto the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded you. And they shall be upon you for a sign and for a wonder, and upon your seed forever. When we stray from Yahweh, we lose his protection, we lose favor, we find ourselves in bad health and calamity. Our duty and test in this mortal life is to follow Yahweh's commandments and live the example Christ showed us. We must partake with as little of society and the world's system as possible, and live a righteous life, building the kingdom, witnessing, and proclaiming his authority and word. In doing this, we will be blessed with health. Deuteronomy 28:58. If you will not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and fearful name, Yahweh, your Elohim, then Yahweh will make your plagues, or he will make your slaughter wonderful, and the plagues, or and the slaughter of your seed, even great smitings, and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, or illnesses and diseases, and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon you all the diseases, or all the languishing, or evil pains of Egypt, which you was afraid of, and they shall cleave unto you. Also, every sickness, or illness, and every plague, or smiting, which is not written in the book of this law, them will Yahweh bring upon you, until you be destroyed. And you shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of the sky for multitude, because you would not obey the voice of Yahweh your Elohim. Plagues in these verses is H-43-47, Makah, Makah, and means slaughter, stroke, a blow, carnage, wound. That God of the Old Testament was a mean old God. Well, he is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and the curses of disobedience are still being dished out. How many of our people are weak, sick, and in constant calamities? Even the ones that are saved. Is God's word trustworthy and true? Yes, it is. If the church doctrine of being saved were true, why are they all mentally and physically sick? It's because they are cursed because they are believing lies and calling on a Jewish savior. Even in ignorance, we are held accountable and are not free from the curses of ignorance and disobedience. His people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Chapter 29 is a reminder to keep the covenant. Deuteronomy 29:14. Neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath, but with him that stands here with us this day before Yahweh our Elohim, and also with him that is not here with us this day. Acts 2:39. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as Yahweh our Elohim shall call. The covenant is with the children of Israel, then, today, and until Christ's return. Every generation of the children of Jacob are under the covenant. Verse 16, For you know how we have dwelt in the land of Egypt, and how we came through the nations which you passed by, and you have seen their abominations and their idols, wood and stone, silver and gold, which were among them. Lest there should be among you man or woman, or family or tribe, whose heart turns away this day from Yahweh our Elohim, to go and serve the gods of these nations, lest there should be among you a root that beareth gall and wormwood. Hebrews 12:15, Watching closely that not any are lacking from the favor of Yahweh, lest any root of bitterness springing up would trouble you, and by it many would be defiled. Verse 19, And it shall come to pass, when he hears the words of this curse, that he bless himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the imagination of my heart, to add drunkenness to thirst. Referring to today's church teachings, that the law was done away with, and that they are saved, and are just awaiting the rapture. The Hebrew reads verse 19 as, Though I walk in the stubbornness of my mind, to snatch away the moist and the dry. The pew warmers have been brainwashed into believing that they can declare themselves saved, and nothing can take that away from them. They don't study or examine what they are being told, and just want to believe the Happy Meal lies of blended Christianity. Verse 20, Yahweh will not spare him, but then the anger of Yahweh and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him, and Yahweh shall blot out his name from under heaven. So much for personal salvation. Declaring oneself saved is not taught in Scripture. Yahweh will blot out those who lack understanding and knowledge, and that worship a Jewish Jesus. Verse 21, And Yahweh shall separate him unto evil, or separate him unto misery and calamity, out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the law. Matthew 24:51, And shall cut him in two, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Verse 22, So that the generation to come of your children that shall rise up after you, and the stranger that shall come from a far land shall say, when they see the plagues, or when they see the smitings of that land, and the sicknesses, or, and the ailments, which Yahweh has laid upon it. Sicknesses is H8463, takalu, a noun, which means ailments, diseases, maladies. Verse 23, and that the whole land thereof is brimstone, and salt, and burning, and that it is not sown, nor beareth, nor any grass grows therein, like the overthrow of Sodom, and Gomorrah, Admah, and Zeboiim, which Yahweh overthrew in his anger and in his wrath. 3 Maccabees 2:5. It was you who did make the Sodomites, the workers of exceeding iniquity, men notorious for their vices, an example to after generations, when you did cover them with fire and brimstone. Verse 24. Even all nations shall say, wherefore has Yahweh done thus unto this land? What means the heat of this great anger? Then men shall say, because they have forgotten the covenant of Yahweh Elohim of their forefathers, which he made with them when he brought them forth out of the land of Mitzrayim. For they went and served other gods, and worshipped them, gods whom they knew not, and whom he had not given unto them. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against this land, to bring upon it all the curses that are written in this book. And Yahweh rooted them out of their land in anger, and in wrath, and in great indignation, and cast them into another land, as it is this day. The secret things belong unto Yahweh our Elohim, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. It's no secret that we are blessed for obeying and cursed for disobeying. We were warned. Deuteronomy 31:16. And Yahweh said unto Moshe, behold, you shall sleep with your forefathers, and this people will rise up and go a-whoring after the gods of the racial aliens of the land, whither they go to be among them, and will forsake me and break my covenant which I have made with them. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them. I will hide my face from them. And they shall be devoured, and many evils, or, and many calamities, and troubles, or, distresses, afflictions, adversities, shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, are not these evils, or, are not these calamities come upon us, because our Elohim is not among us? Troubles is H 6869, tsara, which means adversity, affliction, anguish, distress, transitively a female rival. A female rival is a vexer, a rival wife, which the children of Israel are when they go against Yahweh, because we're married to him. When we Israelites follow other ways, and other gods, like sports and entertainment idols, selfies, and Jaime Jesus, we are being a rival wife and will be afflicted for it. If the adversity Yahweh sends you does not prompt you to return to him and mend your ways, then you will not wake up in the kingdom. Jeshurun is a symbolic name of Jacob Israel, his children. It means pleasant, prosperous, straight, upright. Deuteronomy 32:15. But Jeshurun waxed fat, or prospered, and rebelled. You are waxen fat, you are grown thick, you are covered with fatness. Then he forsook Elohim which made him, and is disgracing the rock of his salvation, or is disgracing the deliverance, or health, or preservation. Salvation is H3444, Yeshua, the name of the rock of our health. Deuteronomy 32:28, for they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How should one chase 1,000, and 2 put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them, and Yahweh had shut them up? For their gods are not as our Elohim, even our hated enemies themselves being judges. The Septuagint has, but our enemies are void of understanding. Verse 32, for their vine is of the vine of Sodom, and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall, their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of serpents, and the cruel venom of asps. Is not this laid up in store with me, and sealed up among my treasures? Romans 2:5. But after your hardness and impenitent heart treasure up unto yourself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of Elohim. Verse 35. To me belongs vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity, or destruction, is at hand, and the things that shall come, meaning the impending doom, upon them makes haste, or he hurries. Calamity is H3:43, aid, a noun which means calamity, ruin, destruction, distress, a burden. Its related word is from H1:81, oud, which is a firebrand with the meaning of to rake together, a poker for turning or gathering embers. Verse 37, and he shall say, where are their gods, their rock, in whom they trusted? Judges 10:14, go and cry unto the gods which you have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your tribulation. Verse 38, where are your gods, which did eat the fat of your sacrifices, and drank the wine of your offerings? Let them rise up and help you, and be your protection. Where is their beloved Jewish Jesus, their rock, in whom they trusted, which took their money and blessings, and lent upon usury, poisoned their air, food, and water, and drinks the blood of their children? Let Hymie and the dukes of Edom rise up and help you and be your protection. Verse 39. See now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God with me. I kill, and I make alive. I wound, and I heal, or, and I make whole. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. In Deuteronomy, we see that Yahweh laid out the blessings which come with obedience and the curses which come with disobedience. Ifs and thens. If we do not obey his commandments and live according to the way, then he will put upon us all the sicknesses and plagues of Egypt and more which are not written in this book. That it is Yahweh who gives and takes away sicknesses. The keys to health are in the covenant and are to all the generations of the children of Jacob, Yisrael. The rock of our health is Yeshua. Calamity to idol worshippers. Calamity to Jew worshippers. Calamity to false doctrine believers. Judges 10:13. Yet you have forsaken me and served other gods, wherefore I will deliver you no more. Go and cry unto the gods which you have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your tribulation, or let them deliver you in the time of your distress, trouble, adversity, affliction. Jewish Jesus is only a deliverer of trouble. Choosing Jewish Jesus is choosing death. If you are choosing false doctrine and Haimi Jesus to deliver you, then you are guilty of idol worship and you are choosing your own prison.
A court is in session, a verdict is in. No appeal on the docket today, just my own sin. The walls cold and pale, the cage made of steel. Screams fill the room, alone I drop and kneel.
And I said, oh, so I held my head up high, hiding hate that burns inside.
Thunder in the distance, see a vision of the cross. I feel the pain that was given on a sad day of loss. A lion roars in the darkness, only he holds a key. A light to free me from my burden and grant me life eternally.
You can't.